This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Taylor, please.
Yeah, this is, Taylor is right next to me, Taylor.
Oh, hi, this
Taylor,
is Tina. I'm great, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Yes,
I was following up because I know that the account's past due, but also there were some text messages about you wanting to know the work that had been done. So I do want to let you know.
Splash?
Yeah, this is Local Splash.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah,
yes.
In the terms and conditions that you guys acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 29th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. But I also want to let you know that in the terms, it says that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. And your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the payment issue. So, yes, the Facebook ads are up and running, the call tracking numbers posted. There are 6 leads on the dashboard.
Okay. The Google verification, like when y'all did the Google account got suspended, and there's obviously nothing that got done because the Google account was suspended this whole time.
When you have your program active with us and a Google account gets suspended, our reps are constantly working on it with our team at Google to get it unsuspended, right? But your account's been in suspension since August 29th, so there hasn't been any programming taking place or any of the technicians working on that because of the payment issue, right? So it's kind of like we have to pay those technicians to do the programming to get it out of suspension. And not only that, to then do hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to optimize it to get it on the first page where the high revenue is generated, right? And that's why we give the 45 to 60 day time frame. And we know it's the second month that you'll see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition. But because, the payments started failing in August, then all of that programming stopped. But they do keep everything active in the meantime, meaning the call tracking number's still working. The Facebook ads that we had going, they kept going until the budget ran out. So all of that stayed fluent, which is why I do see, 5 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number. But you have to understand that 87% of consumers hire off the first page of Google. So the real impact to your business is going to be when that Google business page gets ranked on the first page in a spotlight position. And that usually takes place during the second month. Okay, so since, you were not aware of any of this, what I could do is I want to give you 2 options. Number one, if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149. That makes things a little bit more affordable. I would not recommend doing that until the Google listing gets optimized because you're still going to get some client calls from the Facebook ads. So, I would recommend keeping them on at least until you get verified, and you could always remove them down the road. But I could also push the next billing out 30 days for you once we take care of that past due balance from August 29th. Meaning, rather than you paying and having another payment coming up September 29th, that's 2 payments way too close together, right? So I would push the next payment all the way out till August 19th, and that way you have plenty of time to get your business on the first page.
My main concern is not that I'm on the first page, it's that my Google account is not even visible to the public at all because it has been suspended. So, like, and it was suspended for deceptive content, and that was the one that you guys had made for me. And then I had to go and just make my own Google account, and it's not suspended. I know that y'all submitted every appeal, and it came back, and it said that it was denied, and I think y'all submitted another appeal again for the same account, and it was, like, pending. But that was basically the whole reason why I wanted to sign up with you guys, was to get my Google account verified, and it just got suspended instantly. Like, it was up, it was live for a couple days, and then it was suspended. And then also I paid for a local service ad for y'all to get me up on local service ads, and that obviously never happened because the Google account was suspended.
Makes sense. Yeah, you know, one of the criteria to pass the background check for Google Guaranteed is you have to have a verified Google listing that's published and has at least five-star ratings. So I see how that would affect it. So here's what I'm thinking, Taylor, is that if you create another Google business page, sometimes that creates a red flag with Google, and it would hurt your rankings and also prevent this one from getting out of suspension. You said you did create another one?
Yes, I went ahead and created another one because I was tired of waiting because it was hurting our business because we need to get on Google LSA. So I created another one. It's live. It's visible to the public. I mean, I just created it a week ago, and then I started doing the Google Guarantee LSA verification process and did the background check and all the things to get on that. And yeah, it's like, that's why I paid y'all to do all that stuff, but then, you know, I felt like I had to do it myself, and I don't know why the Google account you guys made got suspended, and then the one I made didn't get suspended. I don't know. But I mean, even if it hurts the rating or it doesn't optimize it on the first page, that doesn't even matter if it's not visible to the public. You know, if it's not even up, then, like,
you're just wanting to get it.
I have one.
Yeah, for the local service ads, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because our business is a cleaning business. And so when people want a house cleaner, they type in house cleaner near me, and they call the first few ones that pop up on the service ad. And that's where we generate like 90% of our customers. And if we don't go through Google, then we have to go through Yelp and Thumbtack and Angie and all these like budget shopper sites, and they're more expensive and they're less likely to book. We book like 20% of those, whereas in Google, you usually book like, you know, 1 out of 2 instead of like 5%.
Got it. Okay.
And that's our main problem, is we need to go to Google, and that's why I paid y'all guys to get on Google. It's not like, yes, website optimization would be nice to have, but it's not the main thing. The main problem is the Google account got suspended after it being checked.
Taylor, you're cutting out. I'm not sure if you can hear me still. Oh, hello? Oh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, it cut out for a second, but what did you say? The last part? I heard everything up until the last part. Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
It's cutting out a little bit. Can you hear me okay, or is it a bad connection on both ends?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's getting clearer now. Okay, so say that one more time. I apologize.
I think it was 200 extra for Google LSA, but then that couldn't even go forward at all because the Google account was suspended.
Okay. So the last correspondence with the verification department was something similar to what you did. It said that they were waiting for Google to approve the reinstatement. If not, they would have you create a new Google business page, and then we would get with Google to get that old one that's, you know, in suspension merged with it so that it could be deleted, because having a couple out there would definitely, you know, hurt you in the long run. So that's exactly what April put in the notes here. She put that actually on September 4th. So if you wanted to continue, number one, I think you'd be okay to remove the Facebook ads, because your intention doesn't sound like it was ever in the Facebook ads anyway. It was in getting that Google business page, you know, up and running. Mm-hmm. But secondly,
yeah,
that having
that. Yeah, another nice to have thing. It wasn't like our main focus. And yes, we only wanted Facebook ads because we weren't on Google. That was the only reason why we cared about it anyway.
Right. Yeah. And now that you are, you probably don't even, you know, need it. So you could definitely take that off, and then I'd push the next billing out to October 19th. But then you'd have to go in and add us as a manager to that new Google business page so that we could get with Google and have that old one removed. So, and then I'm just looking here on the LSA notes. Did, I think there was another issue where it says, client has provided her social security number and would like to have us fill out her Google Guarantee application. Do you remember if you ever went through the onboarding call with the representative, or how did that go?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah,
you did. Okay.
I talked to a call, and he was a sales rep, and then he put me on the phone with the onboarding after I paid for the LSA and gave my social, and then asked them to fill out all the stuff. But now I'm doing it myself, or I did it with myself yesterday for the LSA because,
okay,
you know, it wasn't done. So
yeah.
Now I'm trying to figure out what y'all's added value is at this point. That's why I said I just wanted to cancel, because it didn't, you know, what I wanted to pay y'all for didn't get done.
Right, right. So, the added value for the $149 package, if you were to continue with that, is that on the first page of Google, like you said, people will put cleaning service near me, and then they'll hire, you know, whoever it is that's showing up on top usually, right? But as you know, local service ads are a pay-per-lead program that is running based on a budget. So let's say you do your own local service ads, and then your budget runs out. What happens is then they're not promoting you in the Google Guaranteed during those days. So during those days and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you would still be showing on the first page under the local service ads in the local map section. And that section actually is the highest revenue generating section online organically, because sometimes people will bypass paid ads at the top or local service ads, thinking they're a big corporation or something like that, and then they go straight to the local listings because they know that those are the local companies, and they'll hire from there, right? So that's the benefit of that $149 package. I know you said, oh, our intention was just getting the Google page up. We don't really care about being on the first page in the maps. But once that listing gets on the first page in the maps, that's where you're going to see an explosion of results, but also you'll see on the dashboard, because we have that call tracking number enabled, you'll see once the local service ads or the background check gets approved, you'll see in there Google guaranteed charged, Google guaranteed not charged, or just calls that are coming organically through the Google listing. And that's a nice thing, because we monitor it and we make sure that, you know, Google's not running it like Angie's or Thumbtack, where they're charging you for anything and everything that's coming in, right? We make sure that when you get a lead from the Google guaranteed, that it's an actual client that's looking for your service. If not, you're not charged for it. We apply credits automatically. And that's the main benefit. And also the second benefit is for us running the local service ads as opposed to you doing it yourself, is our technicians have data where they can see based on your area which keywords are generating the highest revenue with a better click rate than, you know, other keywords. So we can make the budget stretch out longer and be more competitive with the bidding for the lead fees and stuff like that. So people really like that aspect of it too, you know. And what I say is, you know, since you already paid, you probably would want to continue with that process, you know. And what I would highly recommend is to continue even with the Google business page optimization for the next month, because like I said before, it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it does come to full fruition for you.
Probably it would be the third month, because the first month nothing happened at all.
Well, the process where we say 45 to 60 days, we do take that into account, that some people will add us to a Google business page. It's in suspension. They say deceptive practices or whatever they say. We have to get with our reps at Google and appeal it and then possibly have you create a new one, which is what April put in the notes here was going to be the second step, and then add us to it so we could merge them and remove that old one so that it doesn't end up hurting you in the long run. But that's why we give the 45 to 60-day time frame. So I'm confident that, you know, being that we're at the stage where we are now, it would still happen within the second month, because, you know, that's why we give the timeline. Sometimes people will get, you know, optimized much quicker because there isn't a suspension or a deceptive practice or whatever Google, you know, and I don't know why Google does that to some businesses. Some businesses, they create it and it goes through perfectly, and then other businesses, they put a red flag on and it's, you know, they say it's deceptive, and then even with the appeal, they don't want to approve it. So, you know, and that's the whole thing, is that, you know, someone's got to go in there and clean up now the fact that there's a new one and get rid of old one so that it doesn't end up affecting you in the long run, even as far as getting Google guaranteed approved.
Okay, well, if I stay with you guys, what can you do for me about the last month? Since I did pay for LSA and it's nothing, mm-hmm. obviously I didn't even have an LSA account, but I paid mm-hmm. for it. And if I don't cancel, and then yes, I would remove the Facebook ad, because I don't think they're very productive for our business. It seemed like when I followed up on Facebook, I got favorites of like fresh shoppers or high intense buyers on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, Facebook ads are not my favorite either. You know, I used to actually manage the campaign for our Facebook ads. We would run ads for Local Splash. And usually when I called them back, sometimes it was even people saying, I didn't fill out the form, or I don't know what you're talking about. And so I'm not a huge fan of the Facebook ads either, but the benefit to having them, and it's a good thing you at least had the bundle initially for the first 30 days, is it does give you a little bit of a stronger internet presence and, you know, helps with the Google optimization. So that's the only benefit now, but you still have the Facebook page regardless if you stop the ads or not, so it's not going to hurt you to take them off at this point.
No,
we did the Facebook page.
I made the Facebook page myself.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm
funding this whole operation, and I don't understand what you guys brought to the picture. For me, I told her not to pay, and I don't think I'm going to pay because I don't see the added value, honestly.
Okay.
Everything you guys did served no purpose. We had to redo everything. You harmed us more than anything else.
Here's what I want to answer Taylor's question, and I think that you would probably like this resolution also, is that what I could do is obviously push the next billing out 30 days, but put a service credit on that next payment so that the October 19th payment would be for free. And once you take care of the past due amount from August 29th, which again, we're taking off the ads, so it would just be $149, then that means you're going to be paid in full all the way until November 19th. And that gives us plenty of time to, you know, get this, you know, that extra Google business page merged together so it can be deleted, but also to get the Google Guaranteed approved so that you can get those leads started as soon as possible. You know, and who knows, maybe by October 19th, you don't even want the local optimization anymore, and that's no problem. Just call us a couple of days prior and cancel it. You wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll have a strong taste of what the Google Guaranteed would do, and you'd probably want to keep that aspect of it running anyway, especially since, you know, you already started that process.
I'm sorry. I mean, I just don't understand the idea of this. We have to redo everything. The Facebook ad, the Facebook page we did, we had to recreate another Google account because you guys, I'm not sure what you did, but you messed up the one that we had. Okay. And now you're asking us to pay a bunch of money for, I don't understand the value that you're bringing. Right now you've brought only, setbacks. So now you're pretty much the issue we're having now is that we owe you money for something you guys didn't do, a promise that you didn't carry over. Not only that, but you harmed our business. And on top of this, I have to decide whether I want to continue servicing with you. Okay. So there's two things. It's the past due plus the future. And from what I hear, I am not convinced that you're going to bring anything else than trouble, actually. Because what I'm saying is that if we continue with you, the account we just created a week ago is going to be canceled the same way it was.
No, because that's the one that's already live, and we would just have it merged together. You know what I mean? We would have it merged together with the one that's in suspension and remove that duplicate, because having a duplicate is going to hurt you even for LSA. So that's the benefit of it. But also the benefit of it is that in the voice verification recording, we ask you, you know, will you be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, and you agree to it. And we do that for a reason, because we need to know about this. If you guys are creating a new Google business page or a new local service ads, we need to know about it so it doesn't hurt you with everything that we're starting, right? So if you,
but we called you dozens of times. We had no one call back. Okay, that's another problem that we have as well with you.
Okay, so I see. Let's see here. The last inbound call that you guys called us was on August 22nd, and you spoke to Catherine for 4 minutes and 21 seconds. Prior to that, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 outbound calls with us trying to reach you for information. For some reason or another, we know that you guys are running a business. We don't expect you to drop everything and call us back on the spot. But the first phone call started on July 29th. We didn't hear back from you until August 22nd. Since August 22nd, there's been another, you know, 9 calls. And this is the first that we've talked since then, right? So, again, we don't expect you to drop everything and call us on the spot. But if you could get back to us even within, you know, 24, 48 hours, and if you can't call us, at least send us an email or reply to a text what it is that we need, because that will help you from, you know, getting things held up. Right? Because at this point, I don't want it to become a problem to your business and your credit, because you did sign in the terms and agree to an automatic renewal on the 29th. So that past due balance doesn't go away. And if you do nothing, it creates another payment on September 29th, and it continues to reoccur until this settles. And I don't want that any more than you guys do, right? I want you guys to have a good taste in your mouth. So if you want to, you know, just pay that reduced $149 I can cancel it right after. That's no problem. But Taylor was asking me, hey, what can you do for me? Because we did pay for the, you know, non-refundable application fee of $200, and what can you do to kind of compensate me for that? And that's why I'm telling you that if you do want to continue, I would put that service credit on there for the October 19th. And trust me, you're going to see a strong impact to your business with us doing the programming rather than you guys trying to figure it out on your own, because we've been in business for 20, we're going 21 years in December for a reason, right? We have a premier partnership with Google for a reason. It's because we deliver results, but we do give that time frame because you can't really expect, you know, the moon and the stars within the first 30 days. You have to kind of give it time to come to full fruition, you know? So that's the whole thing, is that we were trying to, you know, communicate that with you, and for some reason, you know, you guys weren't getting back with us, and I understand at that point you were frustrated, but there was so much phone correspondence, you know, where we were trying to reach you to get this rectified.
Okay, my husband wants to just cancel at this point, so we're just going to cancel.
Okay, so then in order to do that final payment, is it going to be on a different card then, or?
It will be later.
We'll talk about it later because we have to go now.
Okay, so just make sure to get that paid
that we are owed a refund, too, for the LSA payment anyways, because we paid $200 for Google LSA, and that was...
Yes, but you also agreed to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, and despite what your husband said, there's every single call incoming and outgoing. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you started talking.
Like we gave you our social security number so that y'all could just do it yourself, but there was nothing you could have done anyways because the Google account that y'all made got suspended. So. Whether we answered the phone or not, nothing changed. So, I mean, I think we're owed a refund regardless for the LSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a non-refundable, non-negotiable amount, and they do cover that in the terms and in the voice verification.
Okay.
You know, but
okay, well, just go ahead and cancel for now, and we'll talk about...
That's the problem, Taylor. We can't. Yeah, we can't cancel it. Yeah, no, you guys finish with your day and have a great weekend, I understand, but we don't have a way to cancel it.
Yeah. Oh, you have to cancel it. Yeah, I'm saying we want to cancel the service. Yes.
Yeah, but in the terms and conditions, it says you can't cancel it with a past due balance. So that's the only issue here. But I don't want to hold you guys up. If you're at the airport, you can call me back and discuss it at a later time. But September 26th is...
You said we can't cancel with a past due balance.
Yes,
right.
And
okay.
That's because in the terms...
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You agreed to... Okay,
all right.
All right.
Well, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a safe trip. Bye.